This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast of the Woods,
celebrating bear culture and the bear community.
Featuring your hosts, Mark Big Bear Haddon
and Luke the Wonder Cub Mitchell
on Joy
94.9. You're here on the woods, here on a Monday night. I'm Luke the Wonder Cub.
Yes, you are.
I am. I still am. I haven't changed.
No.
I'm still the same. Yes. And I'm here with Big Bear Mark. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. Yes, another Monday night for us. All good.
Yeah.
It's a nice night tonight. I'm feeling a little relaxed and...
Well, we had
really
a nice,
nice
dinner
tonight.
Before, and we've had gelato, so we're feeling pretty good about everything at the moment. And we have some good friends of ours in the studio with us tonight.
That's right.
Now, before we introduce our guests, tonight's topic is going to be, we put it on social media earlier today, we're going to be talking about age gaps. So, age gaps in the bear community, so maybe daddy-son type relationships.
Bear cub, May-December, age disparity, all those topics.
All the generation gaps, all the differences between those things, and whether they have a massive impact on relationships and in the bear community as well, specifically.
That's right, and it's like, we've all, I mean, you've had a couple of relationships with age gaps, I have as well.
Exactly, yeah.
But in the studio tonight, we have Tom and Neil. Hey, Tom and Neil, how are you going?
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah, good, thank you.
And we invited you in because, I mean, you are good friends of us, Luke and I, and you also have a, I'd say, a reasonable age gap between the pair of you.
Oh, surely it's just called a slight age gap.
Slight age gap. Why don't you let us know how many years that is?
Well, it's 20 years, 1 month, and about 2 weeks.
So 20 years. Now, that's a good...
So it's very specific. So obviously you haven't thought about it very much.
Not much.
And how long have you been together as well?
Approaching 3 years now.
3 years.
Whoa, I think. Oops.
I think 4 years.
I think it's 4 years.
I think it's 3 or 4. I'm not sure. I think it's coming up to 4, I think.
Yeah. Well, and as I said, I mean, we're not unfamiliar with this ourselves because my relationship I've had for, it's been about 6 years now, is a 15-year age gap. And Luke, your current relationship, which is even it's quite new, but it's got a bit of an age gap.
17-year age gap as well.
So we're all in the same boat, really. It's like there's not that much between us.
But we're winning.
But you're winning. Yeah, you're definitely winning.
That's right, yeah.
Didn't know it was a contest, but okay.
No, no. And I suppose one of the things I wanted to talk to you guys about as well is because, Tom, when you first got together, you were about, what, 22, 23?
I think I was 22, yeah.
So that would make... You 42
ish,
yes, when you got together,
around about that, I think, so you know, actually, it is 3 years because I'll be 45 this year, so yes,
there you go. And so, when you first got together, is it something that you thought about when you got together? Because I know when I got together with my partner, I definitely thought about it because when I first met my partner, I didn't. Initially go, oh my God, you're so young, you're much younger than me, because I didn't know. And then I thought, when I asked him how old he was, it was like, oh, that's 15 years. I didn't expect that. Did you guys have a similar reaction, or was it?
No, not really. I mean, the age part never really sort of came into factor for me. Maybe it's because my previous relationship there was a large gap as well, about the same, actually. But no, I didn't really think about the age,
didn't
really.
Didn't think about it. Now, Tom, did you have other relationships before Neil? Or?
I did. There was a 10-year age gap in my previous relationship, so it's not really a new kind of topic for me, but it's obviously twice as large, but it didn't really seem to present any different aspects to the relationship compared to the previous one. Yeah.
Now, Tom, you and me fall into a similar sort of category, I guess. You might call us a sort of a bear chaser or a daddy chaser in a way. We tend to go for the older guys anyway. So would you say that you sort of you were looking for an older partner in the first place?
Well, I wasn't looking for a partner at all.
Yeah, right.
But the fact that Neil was older wasn't sort of any extra consideration for me at the time.
Yeah, yeah, that's part of the appeal, right?
Yeah, definitely. Well, looks-wise, yes.
Yep, sure. And on the flip side of that, Neil, would you say that you you were looking, if you were looking for a partner, and maybe you weren't because, you know, when you fall for someone, sometimes you don't expect it, but would you say that you would have been considering partners if they were younger rather than if they were older?
Not necessarily so. I mean, like, you know, my first partner I was with, he was 2 years older than me. Then the other partner after that was, he was also older. So, I mean, I've probably got sort of like a 50-50 record of having younger or older partners.
And it's funny, I'm actually the same as you. I mean, when my first boyfriend was about the same age. This will sound bad because I've had a few boyfriends. My second boyfriend was about the same age. My third boyfriend was actually older than me. He was 10 years older. Then my next one was 6, and now my current one is 15. So I've steadily sort of move between the age gaps. So I suppose when I was younger, I did have an older boyfriend. And then as I've gotten older, I've gone the other way.
Do you think that's pretty common? That you when you're younger, you gravitate towards older guys. And then as you get older, you kind of...
Yeah. And I think, I mean, to be honest, I think when I was at that point, when I was going out with an older guy, I was looking for certain aspects. I think the cliche was actually correct in my case. I was looking for security. I was looking for someone who'd been there, done that. And I was looking for someone who could probably take me under their wing. And, I mean, I definitely wasn't a gold digger because he wasn't rich by any stretch of the imagination.
Damn.
But, I mean, it was really a case of I was probably looking for someone who could show me or teach me that maturity. Maybe... And I hope none of my relatives are listening because maybe that's something I didn't get from my father when I was growing up.
Yeah, well, I think I mean, it comes up sometimes with me as well. I mean, Tom, you might have heard this too, possibly. I certainly have had people even jokingly tell me that maybe I gravitate towards older bears and daddies because I might have daddy issues. Now, I think I actually probably do have daddy issues. My parents did divorce when I was quite young, and I have a good relationship with my father, but I never actually considered that was part of why I'm attracted to older guys or why I look for that sort of companionship. I don't think that's the case, but maybe a psychiatrist might tell me otherwise. What do you think about that, Tom?
Well, my dad died when I was 5, so that sort of does kind of give some credence to claims of daddy issues, but I kind of resent when people bring that up.
Yeah.
Because it's like there's not another version of me that grew up with a strong relationship with his dad, so there's not much point in speculating as to how it would have turned out differently.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of it's a cliche, kind of unfair thing to say to someone that doesn't know you at all, to say, well, they must like older guys because they have daddy issues. So.
Well, and look, I'll get the psychology out of the way now. If you're talking about Freud, and we're talking about what Freud said in his theories of psychology, he actually did say that was exactly it. It was like, in fact, I've got it written down here. If you ask Freud's take on the situation, he'd tell you that a younger man has father issues, that the young buck is looking for a father figure. The older man has father issues and is subconsciously using the younger man as a conduit to sort out his unresolved feelings. So, let's face it, that's Freud. That's,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, only one aspect. But that is definitely a theory,
yeah,
that
sure.
People do that. But, you know, we're not alone. You know, I think, especially in the bear community, it's quite prevalent that this situation is occurring. In fact, I've even got statistics to back me up.
Okay.
And it's the I've done my research today. The Australian Bureau of Statistics Census 2011. So this is full on real statistics here, not ones that we've made up.
Legit.
It's legit. That male homosexual couples, 25% have more than a 10-year age gap in their relationship. That's 1 in 4 couples have more than 10-year age gaps. That's huge.
That's a lot.
When you compare it to straight couples, which is right down at about, I think it's about 3% or something, and lesbians is about 6%.
Okay.
So it's really, gay men do tend to have that father son or cub bear or those relationships.
I think
a lot
in a way it's more acceptable for gay men to have the age gap than it is for straight couples. I think that when you have a young girl going after an older guy, often, and I know it's a stereotype as well, but oftentimes you think she might be a bit of a gold digger, perhaps. That would be the cliche.
I don't think that that doesn't happen in the bear community as well. I mean, let's face it, there are some people who you would say that maybe some cubs are out there looking for a stable
a sugar daddy. Yeah.
And that is a perception.
I certainly toyed with the idea, like, it's a fantasy, like, it sounds really nice. I think it's very fulfilling emotionally, but, you know,
I don't think the reality is that
nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you have a really nice sugar daddy.
True.
If there's any out there, give me a call.
But let Mark know. He'd like a sugar daddy. Yeah. Anyway, so tonight, look, we're going to talk more about this tonight, of course, with Tom and Neil, about age gaps. We do want to know what you think as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can let us know by SMSing on 0427 joy 949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. So we've had some responses today on Facebook already, but
we'll get to those too.
But we would love to hear you live in the studio talk via email and text, so we can see your stories. Have you been in a relationship that's had a large age gap, and how did that work for you? And if you haven't been in one, what's your opinion on them? Do you think they're a bit weird, or do they make perfect sense to you? So we'd love to hear from you tonight. We're also later in the show going to be talking a bit about Paw Play this weekend coming up, Vic Bear's event, and a bit about Southern Hibernation as well. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we're going to go with some George Michael.
Oh, Father Figure. I had to do this song this week, obviously.
Yes.
And you're going to blame me for the music this week, aren't you?
You can tell when Mark picks the music, because it always meets the theme of the show really well. So I just play sort of poppy stuff, and then whenever it's themed really well, it means Mark's done his research.
And of course, if you didn't pick it at the start of the show, we played Dragon, Are You Old Enough?
Yep.
And we've got some more interesting 80s type songs coming up.
So if you like Mark's music preferences, stay tuned for that as well.
Let me know if you do.
You're on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you're on The Woods with Big Bear Mark, Luke the Wonder Cub, and we've got Neil and Tom in the studio as well, and we're talking about age gaps, intergenerational. Yes, okay. Relationships. And look, I found this website today called Gay to December, and which is obviously played to May to December, blah, blah, blah. And it's got a very interesting list here, which is the top five anxieties when entering an intergenerational relationship.
Yeah.
And I actually think they're quite true. I had a read of them, and I think they're pretty spot on. The first one is perception. So the first one is perception with individuals. They're concerned of what people will think of them.
Yeah.
They will be concerned of the stereotypes, because we've already talked about the stereotypes. We talked about gold diggering. Is that a word?
Gold diggering?
It is now. It is now.
You heard it first on the words.
Concerned that the older person might be concerned that people will think they're, you know, robbing the cradle, so to speak, or, you know, they are concerned about what people will think of them. So did you guys have any worries about that when you guys got together? I mean, I know you've told me a story before about you were in a mattress store that I actually quite like. Do you want to share that with us? Go on, Neil. You share that with us.
Yeah, I think it was late last year, I think it was. We were in a mattress store looking at buying a new mattress, and the guy standing there that was serving us, and while we were going through and selecting different mattresses and what have you, ensembles and so forth, he just thought that we were father and son. He had no idea that we were sort of couples, even though we made it very, very clear that we were a couple. But
to the point of testing mattresses together and laying on them together beside each other.
Yeah,
well, he just wasn't getting it.
He wasn't picking up on it.
No, he wasn't getting it.
No
other tests in the store. No other types of tests on the beds.
No,
just okay. Yeah.
What about family? That's usually a big one for perception as well. I know, Neil, I think you've met Tom's parents, is that correct?
I've met
or family?
Pretty much all your family, I think, haven't I?
Most of them, yeah.
Yeah, I've
met.
Were you concerned? I mean, like, how old are your parents, Tom? Are they older than Neil?
They are. Neil is 10 years younger than my mum, and 18 younger than my stepdad. So there's a little bit of a gap between them anyway. Yeah. But they were totally fine with it. I sort of broke them in with the previous boyfriend with the age gap.
The 10 years and then you're under the 20, so it was easy.
Yeah, so after Neil will be a 30 year and then a 40, and it's just a bit of a segue.
And with my family, they've all met Tom except for my brother who lives in the States. But my brother, who is also gay, he's married to a guy who is probably a good 20 odd years younger than him as well. So
your family was already used to the idea of having.
Yeah, my dad, he's in his late 70s, and he actually flew over to New York to give my brother away at his gay wedding.
Oh.
So dad was fine with that. Yeah, no problems at all.
That's great. Now, I also want to talk to you, Luke,
because
I know that you had a relationship, and there was quite a few years between you.
Yeah, so my first major relationships, I was 21, and he was 51.
And he had a daughter as well, didn't he?
And he had a daughter who was, when I was 21, she was 26.
So his daughter was 5 years older than you.
Correct. And so she would jokingly call me Daddy, even though I was 5 years younger than she was. And we made a joke of it. However, I could always tell that it made him a bit uncomfortable. And whenever it came to sort of like an argument per se or a discussion, it would come up a lot that I was very, very young, that I probably wouldn't understand so much because I was so young. So that was, the generation gap, even though we got on really, really well, when the generation came into play, it did probably affect us quite negatively in the end. It was probably one of the reasons why we didn't work out. And we're still friends now, so it's all good. But I think just as a couple, the dynamic wasn't quite right because of the age gap. And my parents, I don't want to go too dark, but my parents didn't handle it at all.
Okay.
They were very upset. My dad didn't speak to me for about 6 months. He basically had a fight with me and told me that I was sick because he was 2 years older, only 2 years older than my partner at the time. He was 53. My partner was 51.
That's really
close.
And he
said, that's sick. It's like you're in a relationship with me. That's messed up. And he got really, really angry and wouldn't talk to me. So it was pretty bad, actually. It was a really rough time in my life. For a 21-year-old, it was really, really tricky.
Yeah, I had a strange incident. Well, not a strange incident, but I met my current partner's parents, and then they're not that old, much older than I am. And it is kind of strange. It's like you don't expect that your partner's parents are your peers, and they have the same music tastes and stuff like that as you do, whereas your partner doesn't.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird. It is kind of weird, I have to say.
Well, that's the thing. I think if they'd met my partner at the time, they probably would have got on with him quite well because he was the same generation and the same music and the same hobbies and stuff like that, like similar interests in a way. So,
yeah.
But now,
it's like, did you get along with the daughter?
Yeah, famously, yeah.
Well, there you go.
He had a niece who was also around the same age, and she was from the UK but staying in Australia with him for several months. And I'm still friends with her to this day. We played video games together. I probably actually spent more time with her than I did with him, which maybe is part of the problem. But yeah, she was great, and I got on really well with her too. So, but yeah, the first question I get asked now, every time I have a new partner, the first question my mum asks me is, how old?
They're still a bit traumatised from the first
absolutely,
one.
Yep, that's always the first question now. Yeah. And if they're older than about sort of 45 or so, nah. Straight away, it's like, nah, don't like it.
Oh.
So,
see, for me, I don't even think about that with my parents because, yeah, I think they've readily accepted all my partners.
Yeah.
Or I've made them, one or the other. I've said, no, you're not giving me any shit about this. This is who I'm with and that's it. So they've shut up and just dealt with it, so I don't get that. But yeah, I could understand how your parents might be a bit worried about it.
Yeah. Mum's all right with it now. Mum's pretty cool now.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The second form of anxiety that they've got here is opportunism. I can even say it. Opportunism.
Opportunism?
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both older parties and younger parties have concern they're being taken advantage of. Is the younger party simply being used for the older for financial gain, or is the older merely, you know, for sexual reasons or for status within the gay community? So that's an interesting thought. Did you ever have thoughts about any of that when, Neil? Did you have a thoughts that you might be seen as, or Tom might be just getting to you for your money?
No, not at all. It never, ever has entered my mind. Never.
No.
I really don't see the big deal about the age gap. I really, really don't. It's something that when I was a lot younger, if you had asked me when I was 30, would I go out with someone that was 20, even though that's a 10-year age gap, I probably would have said, oh, hell no. But for some reason, I just, as I got a bit older, it just didn't seem to sort of bother me anywhere near as much at all. And well, now it doesn't bother me at all in the slightest.
Do you think it's more prevalent in the straight community that these fears would be even worse?
I think what it is that, like, you know, in the straight community, I mean, they don't totally understand the gay community or even the sub-communities that there are in the gay community. And I think it's just another thing that they can just throw in there that, oh, I don't understand that. Now I don't understand the age gap. I don't understand, you know, interracial, you know, whatever it might be. They will throw anything in there, I think. So, but personally, myself, never had a problem with it as far as, yeah.
The next one on the list is performance. And, I mean, it is literally sexual performance. I mean, and, you know, for us older guys, you know, performance does dwindle eventually. And, I mean, do you ever get to the point where you're worried that you might not be able to satisfy Tom sexually? We're good friends. That's why I can say this.
I don't think so.
Tom, do you ever worry that he won't be able to?
I don't know.
Actually, kind of the opposite. I sort of feel a little bit more pressure as the younger partner, or I have in the past felt more pressure as the younger partner to perform more because I am younger.
And they have more experience, right? That's what I was thinking as well.
Yeah, you've got to keep up with that kind of thing as well.
Yeah, they've got 20 to 30 years worth of expectations and sexual partners and relationship history and stuff like that. And you kind of hope that you live up to whatever expectations they might have. And if they're a great person, they probably don't have crazy expectations. They're probably not going to think that anyway. But at the same time, it is a worry. You know, you think, oh, am I good enough? You know, am I that guy you were with for 6 years? He was with you for a long time, must have satisfied you for a long time. So am I going to live up to that?
Yeah, I can see that. And I mean, I can actually understand that, you know, if I went on and on about my sexual adventures over the years, that may intimidate a younger guy.
Yeah.
Because, let's face it, I'm pretty old now and I've been around. And, yeah, I can understand that.
I've had partners who have been older who have gone, oh, back in the day there was, like, these orgies and there were these sex parties and, you know, beats were a big thing back in the day and it was awesome. You can go to a beat and all this stuff happened and all these stories and stuff. And I do sort of, when I hear these stories from the older partners that I've had, I kind of go, oh, well, I haven't done anything like that. Maybe I'm really sort of naive and maybe I'm sheltered and maybe I don't have that experience. And I worry that maybe they've had these great experiences that I'll never be able to kind of duplicate.
And I suppose it's the path we take as well because, I mean, when I was younger, I mean, I had a few longer-term relationships, not many, but then I had long periods where I didn't have a partner as well, where maybe I did get up to a few naughty things once in a while.
Yeah, I've heard some stories.
Yeah, there's been some stories. And, yeah, so it's true.
Yeah. Now, we have had a message in from Stephen. So, hi, Stephen, how are you? He wanted to let us know from a different perspective as a heterosexual male. In his early days, he had a thing for older women. Now that he's a bit older, the views have changed. So he's into younger women now, which is fair enough. And he says, great show, and he likes your taste in music, Mark.
Yay, thank you.
So he says he loves it. And he also says, you never know who you will fall in love with, so why should age be a barrier? So that's a good one, Stephen.
Thank
that's
you, Stephen. Yeah.
Yep.
It is true, actually. It's like
you love who you love, and that's that, and nothing else should really matter at all.
And, you know, in fact, a lot of our topics that we talk about on this show, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, just love.
You love who you love.
That's it. All right, so you're on the woods on Joy 94.9 with Luke the Wonder Car, Big Bear Mark, and Neil and Tom in the studio. We're going to be talking some more about age gaps in the bear community very shortly. Joy 94.9, you're here on the woods. I am Luke the Wonder Car, here with Big Bear Mark, and we are joined by the very lovely Tom and Neil, and tonight we're talking about age gaps, and do they matter? Do not matter at all.
Yes, May, December relationships. So yes. One thing I do want, another point on this list I've got of the top five anxieties is autonomy. Now, what they mean by autonomy is with older partners, basically they've had more time to get themselves established professionally and in other relationships, and they know their family have come to terms with they're being gay or being a bear or whatever. And younger people probably don't have that sort of established life. And what this says is that younger people may find that intimidating, that the older person might be together, and that the older person might feel that they're inhibiting the development of the younger person, because they've been there, done that, and not necessarily want to do it again. And I have to say, I feel this at time to time, because I know I have very particular tastes in things I do, and I'm old and cranky enough to have my way a lot of the time. And I feel like if my partner wants to do something, oh God, I did that 20 years ago, I don't want to do that now. And I feel like I do sometimes fear that I'm inhibiting his development. I've been overseas. I've travelled overseas. He hasn't. It's like, that worries me. Do you guys have, Tom, do you feel any worry about your development as a person?
I have in the past, but I guess it's something I've come to terms with, because you can't really last too long in these kind of relationships if you don't. The feeling of sort of missing out on a part of your life that you might have experienced if you were single or were with someone your own age does come up from time to time. But really, I feel like I'm doing plenty of living with Neil, so it's not really an issue.
Yeah, what about you, Lou?
Yeah, well, I was going to say it's pretty similar as well. Like, I mean, you know, you're choosing to spend your life with someone that you fall in love with. They're older, and that's fine, and that's the choice that you've made. And if that means you don't go on a couple of holidays, perhaps, then that's a pretty decent trade-off, if you ask me. However, I have had partners in the past, like I said, older partners, who have travelled around the world a lot and done a lot of different things. And there was one, again, with the same partner before, the 30-year age gap, where there were places that they'd been and didn't want to go back to. And I said, oh, well, I want to go there. And they were like, oh, well, you know, I've already been there, so if you wanted to go, that's fine, but I probably wouldn't go on that trip again. And then I sort of felt a bit upset, because I was like, well, no, I want to do that with you. I want to have that experience with you. But then they've already had that experience with somebody else.
Yeah, and that's something you need. You do need to come to terms with it. And I think, I mean, I've been in my current relationship about 6 years, and I'm only just sort of coming to terms with some of that stuff now. It's like my partner's going across to the States later this year, and I'm not going with him. It's like he can go and have his fun in the States, and I'll stay at home and do my stuff here. And then next year, you know, I might go to Eurovision, which he would hate. He would hate to do that. So, and I really want to do it. It's on my bucket list. I want to go to Eurovision and be there for the contest. But, and so there is that point in a relationship where you can, I think, separate what you want to do and still grow together but do things individually as well.
And did you have conversations with your partner, like, about his American trip, where he sort of said, oh, I'd like you to come, and you said, well, I don't really want to? Or
it was actually the other way around. He said, I want to go and do this. I went, oh, fine, go.
Okay.
And it was like, yeah, all right, because I'm not interested in wanting to do what he's doing when he's there. He wants to go to a few events and stuff that I'm not interested in.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, you go off, have fun, and I'll be here, and when you get back, well, you can tell me all about it. Show me the pictures, the video. You know, that's fine.
Maybe I'm just really needy, but I want to do everything. Like, I'm in a new relationship.
But you're in a new relationship.
Yeah. So maybe that's so. But
remember, I just said it's taken me 6 years to get to this point.
I guess maybe in 6 years' time, I might be sort of the same.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, the whole joy thing for me, again, my partner's not involved in this at all.
Yeah.
He's not interested in it. But he's given me enough time to let me develop my skills here and come in and do my thing here as well.
Yeah, and now you bring up hobbies and stuff like that. Now, Tom and Neil, I guess something that I've noticed about you guys, I've been friends with you guys for a few years, obviously, is that you do actually share similar hobbies, which must be very helpful. Like, it's not sort of like, you know, Tom's like a young guy that plays video games and Neil's a guy that sits there with his old record player and doesn't like dem young. You know what I mean? It's not that kind of weird difference in terms of age. Like, Neil, you're pretty young.
I don't get
out
my gramophone, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I don't get out the old wax cylinders and sort of start listening to a bit of Pavarotti, okay?
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, like, I would say that, Neil, you're very young for a guy in your 40s in the way that you act and your hobbies
that
you have.
I like to think I am, yeah.
And I'd say flip side, Tom, in some ways, you're quite mature for your age as well. Yeah, that's a compliment. There you go. So, but, you know, I think that your hobbies, you do kind of meet in the middle and you have similar interests and hobbies. So that must help with the age gap and the idea of an age gap, don't you think?
Yeah, it does. I don't think I'd be able to be in a relationship with somebody who was as old as Neil is and acted their age, I guess. It only works because Neil is so young at heart.
Is he calling you immature, Neil?
I think he is. Probably.
Won't
be the last time I've been called that. And that, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but it's like with me and my partner. I mean, we don't share many interests. I mean, I think it was Joe on the website today who said, you know, there are certain things like music, for example, that a lot of people don't share a taste in. I know with Brock, I don't share the same taste in music. I hate his music and he hates mine. And, you know, I get into his car and I let him play his screamy, heavy metal music, no problem. And in fact, I'm beginning to enjoy some of it now.
No.
And he will, you know, and again, he won't sit and watch Eurovision with me. Yeah, you know, that's just part of the relationship that we don't share.
Yeah, well, it's good to have your own things as well. That's important.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I actually think one of the things with, for me anyway, is that, like, music, for instance, I mean, I like a wide range of music, stuff predating my own age and stuff, like, yeah, from, like, you know, the 80s and so forth. We're about the same age.
That's right.
Close, aren't we?
Yeah.
And I suppose, like, yeah, with Tom, there's been other music that I suppose I've been introduced to as well through him, which I actually enjoy very much as well. So in some ways, it sort of helps you grow in those sort of areas as well.
And on the flip side, Tom, would you say you've probably learned some things or picked up some hobbies from Neil that you probably wouldn't have experienced had you not been in a relationship with somebody a bit older, like that sort of music, the older music and stuff?
Some of the older music and even some contemporary music that's just not the kind of thing I would give a chance on my own is stuff I've listened to through Neil and kind of come to like a bit as well. And he sort of really likes his documentaries that I don't watch quite as much of, but yeah, have also enjoyed watching with him. So.
Mm. Yeah, so it's about, I mean, it's developing each other as well. I mean, like you said, Neil, it's, you know, I think having an age gap, I mean, being the same age means you might have the same hobbies and the same interests, but then you might not learn much about anything else outside of those hobbies and interests if that's all you guys have together. Mm. Whilst if you do have a bit of an age gap, like in this case, you are going to have things that Neil's experienced over the years and can say, hey, check this out, you know, I really was into this when I was younger, maybe you'd like it too, and you can impart that knowledge and actually share different perspectives on life.
And the other way around.
And the other way around as well, yeah. Mm. Different things that you wouldn't normally experience from someone your own age.
Exactly right.
Absolutely.
And the last thing on my list, I have to finish the list.
Yeah, finish the list.
Is rejection. Now, I actually understand this as well. I've had some anxiety over this myself. And basically, what they say here is the younger man might feel rejection in case he might think he's not culturally aware. It's like, I know, it's like when I mention some gay iconic thing, you know, Brock eyes glazes over. It's like, you know, who's Bette Davis? And I'm thinking, and you're doing that right now, Tom. You're going, Bette Davis? Who the fuck?
That was funny. I remember some of those evenings that you're talking about.
Yeah. And it's like, and, you know, stuff that I've grown up with, the next generation obviously hasn't. But for us older guys, the fear may be that we're not in good enough shape, which I don't think is too much of a problem in the bear world, considering the nature of it. But one that I have had a problem with, and it's because I actually saw it happen in a relationship quite a few years ago, that's a couple I knew, where there was one older guy and a younger guy. And it almost felt like when the older guy got too old, the other guy went and found someone new. And in my mind, this has always played on my mind, that I worry that I will get to a point where I'm old and the younger guy won't want to stick around.
He'll upgrade to a new model.
Well, he...
Basically.
Yeah, basically.
So to speak.
And, you know, that is a general concern for the older person in the relationship.
I could argue that I would say that's probably a concern in most relationships.
Yeah.
Even as a young person, like... You know, I worry that my guy might kind of want to have someone that is a bit older, potentially, who isn't as young, or might get bored of me because I'll end up getting into my 30s or 40s and they might want to, again, get someone in their 20s, perhaps. Like, who knows? So I think the insecurities could be there as well, in the sense that maybe I'm the young model right now, but I'm not always going to be the young model, and that could change in the future too.
So now, that's one thing I can honestly say I don't really feel for that in that way. I suppose one good thing for me is that I do not have a problem getting older at all. I don't, like, you know, some guys, they just hate the idea about getting older, having the grey hair, all that sort of stuff. I really do not have a problem with getting older at all. I'll be glad to grow old. That's not a problem for me. I don't know. I think if you actually love the other person and you feel that's a love for the other person that much, I don't think, again, it's the age thing. I just don't think it really sort of comes into play. Mm. Well, it doesn't in my head anyway.
Yeah, I think it's only playing in my head because I saw an example of it.
Yeah.
And seeing that close up did throw doubts in my mind when I started seeing Brock, because I thought, what if I do get older and he leaves me? Where does that leave me then? And it sort of played on my mind, going, you know, am I going to be old and alone?
But that could happen to you if you're with someone who's 50. Oh,
yeah, exactly.
So there could be two 50-year-olds together, and one could dart off with a 20-year-old. And so,
look,
I mean,
it could be the other way around, where, you know, I mean, I know that I'm going to probably die before my partner, and I'm going to leave him alone. Does that play on your mind at all, Tom? I mean, do you ever think of things like morbid things like that?
I do, but it doesn't really bother me. I just think it's going to happen the way it happens, and whatever time I spend with Neil is time well spent, so I'm just going to enjoy it while we've got it, kind of thing.
It's about enjoying the good time answer that you have. Absolutely. We have had another message in as well from Jordan. Hi, Jordan. How are you? Hey, boys. Loving the show, as always. I believe just as love should not be dictated by gender, it should also not be dictated by age. Love is love. So definitely a very similar message, and we agree. That, though, Jordan is almost 21 years old and likes older guys. However, he can't see himself at this point in time dating someone more than 8 or 9 years older. Perhaps he'll feel differently in the future.
Yeah, that's what I said when I was 21.
Yeah, so wait till you're... How old were you when you met Neil?
22.
So give it a year, Jordan, and you might pick yourself up someone in their 40s. You never know your luck. All right.
Joy 94.9, you are on the woods with Big Bear Mark, Luke the Wonder Cub, and Tom and Neil tonight. We're talking about age gaps in relationships, and... Well, we're talking about going to talk about other things as well. We'll talk a little bit about Southern Hibernation now, I think.
Yeah, so we'll talk about just briefly, make sure you're all aware of what's going on at the moment. So
yeah.
This weekend at the Laird Hotel on Saturday night from about, I don't know, 8 p.m. I think it is, we do have an event called Paw Play, which is, for those who don't know, it's a video game-based event at the Laird, so you can go down there and play some Mario Kart, have a Street Fighter tournament. There'll be a few consoles set up there. So get down to the Laird as part of their monthly den night for Vic Bears.
And have a play with the bears.
And have a play.
Exactly.
Yep. Not the way you'd play it under bear, but with joysticks. Yep.
Yes.
Now, it is also really important this week because now we do know Southern Hibernation is coming just around the corner. It's only 3 weeks away until Southern Hibernation and the boys from where the bears are come down from the US to take part in Australia's biggest bear run.
That's right.
I'm doing good at this promotion.
You are. Go. Yeah. I'm going to let you do it. You keep going.
Yeah. It's ex-committee talking. So it is from, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's June 8th till June 16th.
I think you're about right there,
or
yes.
Till 15th, June 8th till 15th.
Because I know the contest is on the 14th.
On the Saturday night, that's which right. I am once again hosting for the fourth time.
With George.
With George, of course, with the wonderful Dr. George. Now, Hibernation, it's your last chance up until this weekend, till Saturday night.
To get your last early registration.
Yeah, get your early bird passes. So it is cheaper at the moment, so make sure you get it this week. Go to the Vic Bears website and the Hibernation website. www.southernhibernation.com or vicbears.org.au. So you can go there for more information. It's all over Facebook as well, on the Vic Bears Facebook page.
Very well done.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know my info. And make sure you buy your passes this week while they're cheaper and get those good tickets for the whole week. You get to go to your underbear party. You get to go to the special roasting event where the bears are. Guys are going to be roasting the contestants. You get to go to a dance party, the contest, the final roundup party. It's a really good pass. It gets you everything.
Yeah. And look, if you forget and you still really, really, really want tickets to some of the bigger events, we're going to be giving some away on the show as well.
So, yeah, Radiothon's just around the corner for Joy 94.9.
Exactly. So from May 30th to June the 6th, if you didn't know, Joy does have a Radiothon every year and they give away some big prizes. And if you want to see myself and Luke being very silly on a very small car, go to the Facebook page and you'll see the picture there of us hugging the smart car, which is, of course, the major prize for Radiothon. Yep. Now, look, to win prizes on Joy, you do need to be a member of Joy. So I would probably suggest maybe wait until Radiothon.
Yeah, make sure you join up during that week to be eligible for these really cool prizes. Yeah.
And during that week, on the 2nd, we will have a show where we will be giving away four tickets to Winter Retreat and four tickets to Underbear. So two double passes to each.
Yeah, so definitely a good time to join.
Good time to join. You'll be able to, and you'll be in the running for the smart car for a lesbian cruise. I don't know, lesbian cruise. There's Oaks Hotel and Resorts, four-night stay there for two people. Craig's Royal Hotel in Ballarat, there's some accommodation there. There's a fold-up bicycle from Velo Cycles in Melbourne. And there's also a Melbourne makeover pack, which is pretty full-on. It includes an Oscar Hunt suit, Lord Coconut Jewellery, Focus Agenda bag and sunglasses, Henry Buck's pair of Loke shoes, City Hatters Cobra hat, and a 3-hour personal shopping trip with Styled by Sally.
Thank you, Adriano Xenides.
Thank you.
There's lots of great prizes. It's a good time to join and become a Joy member. Joy gives away prizes all year, and importantly as well, Joy doesn't run on just love. We do run on the support of our membership base and you guys who do become members every year and keep renewing your memberships. So please take part. Joy's a great station, obviously, and we want to get the community involved and keep the station running for as long as possible, forever.
Yeah, and it's come to that point in the show where we're almost done again. I didn't get through half the things I wanted to talk about tonight.
I know, you did so much research and everything.
I know. I didn't talk about... I was going to talk about Calvin Klein and his boyfriend, because they had... He was 71, and his boyfriend, Nick Gruber, was 22-year-old. Now, you know, about all the things I've been saying tonight about love and acceptance... I'm a little sus on that
one. You're
putting
that as a bit creepy?
I think that is a little creepy, because if you look at a picture of them, they look like father and grandson.
Mm.
And I mean, God knows, they might have been deeply in love. I don't know.
Well, that's the message, isn't it, Mark? Love is love.
Love is love.
You can't help who you fall for. So maybe it's genuine and they're in love and that's really sweet. And
maybe
they'll have a really great, 3 years together before he passes away, which would be great.
Yeah, maybe I'm just old and jaded and cynical. I don't know.
At least you're not 71.
Not yet. Hopefully I'll get to 71 at some point, but
it has
yet.
Been a fun show. Thank you, Tom and Neil, so much for coming in the studio tonight.
You're very welcome.
Do appreciate it, because I know, Neil, you do need to get up very early for work tomorrow.
Hey, so do I.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, but you always just have to get up early.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And so thank you very much, guys, for coming in.
And thank you for listening and for sending in your messages and commenting on social media. We really appreciate it.
And next week, please tune in, because we've got a lovely show next week with Dina Curry.
That's right, Dan's coming in, yeah. So now we know that Dan gets around a little bit. He does some great shows, and he's a great performer, and he'll be in the studio with us next week.
And he's doing the trivia night at the
Southern Hibernation. On Tuesday night.
So we'll be talking about that as well.
Yeah, so Dean will be in the studio, Dina Curry, next week on The Woods. In the meantime, I've been Luke the Wonder Cub.
I've been Big Bear Mark.
And you've been on Joy 94.9, and we'll see you next week.
Woof-ger.
You've been listening to The Woods.
If you like this podcast, why not rate it on iTunes or Stitcher?
This has been a Joycast for Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.